and give it back to Nimai to Sachimata. So like that, they did the ceremony, and they did the fire yagya for the annaprasana, feeding the first greens to the five Vishnus over the five heirs of the body. Now, after that ceremony, it's traditional to have, or customary to have, the child pick between money or books. They crawl and they choose something. So this time, for this very glorious ceremony, Jagannath Mishra, he sent out on one side variety of money, a pile of small coins, silver coins, gold coins. And he goes for the money. Was he a small timer in the previous life, or a big timer? This money doesn't tell you anything. It's supposed to tell what was the children at the age of 6 months, they can still remember their previous life. As they grow, then they forget those impressions. So what their impression was in the previous life carries over. Another side, he had many books. Not only he had Puranas, he had Mahabharata, he had different types of literature, and then he had Srimad Bhagavatam. Maybe in between he had some pens, in case he was like a scribe, to see which one the child go for, then you kind of know where his tendencies were from the previous life. So when they let the little Nimai loose, he headed straight towards the books. In the whole stack of books, he just picked out the Srimad Bhagavatam. Picked up the Srimad Bhagavatam and started hugging it, holding it to his heart. And when all the pandits saw that, they thought, this is going to be a really super pandit. Went for the books. When the Vaishnavas, they were trying to see, which book is it? And they saw it was Srimad Bhagavatam. Then they knew he's going to be a very great devotee. So, well, he was a very great devotee. So, this was the Annaprasana and Namkaran ceremony of which eternal. Lord Chaitanya, as he grew, after some more time he could start to walk, a toddler, walking around, and sometimes crawling, sometimes walking, sometimes maybe falling, playing like little toddlers do. Giving so much pleasure to his parents, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. One day, Mother Sachi was feeding him her breast milk, sitting in the veranda in the inside of her house. The way the houses were there is, I don't know if you've seen like the Bengali kind of bungalows, where there's a room and then in front is like a bhajan kuti in Mayapur. Have you seen the bhajan kuti? Oh, there's a veranda in the front. So it's like that. It's a house and then there's a veranda. So they had houses, forming a square, and in the center there was a courtyard. So she was seated in one of the houses, another house next to, maybe some houses had more than one room. They were connected as a big square with an open courtyard in the middle. So, Jagannath Mishra was sleeping in one of the rooms next to the deity room. To the, we had taken prasad and he was resting. Mother Sachi was out in the veranda. All of a sudden, the courtyard filled up with celestial beings. Some with two heads, some with four arms. They were extraterrestrials from the higher planets. And Shimili got ready, frightened, I mean startled, you know, just in your courtyard, all of a sudden you see a whole hundreds of extraterrestrial beings. So she really wanted to call out to her husband. But they did something to her where she was frozen. She couldn't move. She couldn't make any sound. She just no sound was coming, and they just picked, they went and they picked up Nimai from her lap. And in the middle of the courtyard, they put a table. On it, they had a golden throne, a simhasana, a bathing, it's called, like a little platform, jewel with gold. And they placed the Nimai on that. And while some of these celestial beings from the higher planets, they were chanting mantras, and some priests were performing abhishek, and there was like performing a big abhishek, and everybody was coming and bathing the Lord milk and yogurt and full on abhishek, and the Lord was enjoying the abhishek. Mother Sachi said, "What's going on?" She can't move. She's just like frozen. Let's put her in a frozen state. So then after finishing the abhishek with Lord Chaitanya, washing him off, drying him, then they put him down in the veranda and he was walking. And every step he took, there was an ankle bell sound. Ching, 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 ching. And then the Mother Sachi is looking, but there were no ankle bells on his ankles. But still the sound was coming. She's like, noted that. It's like, so many far off things going on here. Then Lord Chaitanya came over to the other side of the house, baby Nimai. Then he told the devas, chant Hare Krishna. So the devas started to have a big kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the devas, they were dancing, having this big kirtan, Mother Sati's event, when they were like all chanting and dancing in the middle of the mind, normally he could hardly walk. Now he just suddenly starts to dance, kicking up his feet and dancing with the kirtan, raising his hand, and the kirtan got really ecstatic. And Mother Sati saw this, just like got overwhelmed. What's going on? She fainted. He hit the ground. So then, the sound of her falling over, and that sound Jagannath Mishra heard. And he woke up. And said, Sachi, Sachi! Is everything alright? And then Mother Sachi like woke up. And then she looked around. And only Mai was in the courtyard, kind of crawling around in the sunlight. She started crying. Pati, pati. And then, you know, so Jagannath Mishra came running out, and she jumped up, and she's like all like hysterical and crying, and you know, he embraces her. Said, what's wrong? What can I do? You know, what's happening? Why are you crying? And then get a hold of yourself. Then she explains, you know, everything she saw. Then she looked around like everything was like normal. Nobody was there. She herself doubted, you know, did I really see all that? And she asked Jagannath Mishra, I mean, did it really happen? Or was it just a dream? Did this have a dream? Or what? I mean, it really happened. They looked around, and in the courtyard there was no, he said, well, there's no symptom of any abhishek. No milk, no curds, no water, no, it was all dry. Just, it didn't look like anybody was here. Maybe just had a dream. While they were discussing this, then they heard this sound. Ching, 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 ching. And they looked. And it was coming from where the Nimai's feet, sound of ankle bells. But he had no ankle bells on his feet. So did it really happen? What do you think? It happened. Farah, what do you think? Yeah, of course, celestial beings, they can come and go, and they don't have, they're normally not even visible to us, so if they want to clean up after themselves or do something on another level of dimension, they could do that. So, like this Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna, but even Krishna kept himself hidden from his parents, but then Krishna, he didn't hide it so much. I mean, he killed all these amazing demons and knocked down the twin Arjuna trees. But no, people just couldn't believe, like when they asked the kids what happened when Krishna knocked down the twin Arjuna trees. I mean, well, how did these trees fall down? These two gigantic trees. Well, you know, Krishna was crawling and pulling this, you know, half-ton stone mortar behind him, and it got stuck in a tree, and he pulled the trees down, and then two celestial beings came out, and glowing, and they walked around him, and then they offered their pranam and they flew up in the sky. Come on, kids, why don't you just tell us the truth? What really happened? What an imagination! Right, you know, but it's what happened, you know. But then, the parents, come on, I can't rely on children. They always tell you these far out stories, right? But people always are doubting. I mean, all these amazing things happen. The kids always would say, only the kids saw it, never anybody, I know, never any adult, right? But then when Krishna was 6 years old and he lifted the Govardhan Hill, everybody saw it. So they all went and asked Nanda Maharaj, okay, look at all this time, amazing things been happening with Krishna, and you've been telling us he's just an ordinary boy, nothing to, you know. We just saw your son lift a mountain for a week, one finger. But don't tell us your boy is just an ordinary child anymore. We want to know, who is he? So then Nanda Maharaj said, well, look here, I'll tell you. Garga Muni, the great astrologer, once revealed to me that my son has the power of Narayana within him. Somehow he has his blessing, the power of Narayana. That's why he can do these amazing things. So even though because why does Krishna have the power of Narayana? Because he is the origin of Narayana. But, you know, somehow in Nanda Maharaj's mind, you know, his son is his son, and somehow he's got some blessing to have some Narayan Shakti. But in the case of Lord Chaitanya, because he was not coming as Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's coming as Supreme Devotee. Supreme Personality of Devotees. So he wasn't revealing publicly like Krishna did all these amazing things. At the same time, he would do amazing things and then momentarily like reveal some opulence and then hide it again. He'd do things that no ordinary child would do, but then he would again act just like an ordinary child. So then the parents would like get confused and think, you know. And Yoga Maya would just like cast a spell over them and then he would just get absorbed in their parental affection. As Lord Chaitanya grew, one day Mother Sachi was carrying a little maybe Chaitanya, and then he was crying. And she said, stop crying, I'll give you whatever you want. He said, you give me whatever I want. So I'll give you whatever you want. At that time, it was just like now, it's almost a full moon. I think on the 30th, it'll be a full moon here tomorrow on each day. So then, day after tomorrow, full moon was shining in the sky, it was already dark. Then little Nimai said, I want the moon! Give me the moon! You know how someone that's full moon, sometimes it looks like the moon just there, you can just almost reach it. Maybe for a child it's something you can just grab and get, like a mango on a tree or something. But it's not such a thing you can give anybody, right? So he said, I want the moon. And then she wasn't able to give him the moon right away. Then he said, you promised me you'll give me anything, I want the moon. Then he started crying. And then, and so Mother Sachi was in this fix, you know, now what do I do? And all of a sudden, a cloud covered the moon. So he said, you see, your face is more beautiful than millions of moons. So even the moon is ashamed to be in your presence. So what do you want, such an ordinary moon that even got marks on its face. When your blemishless face is so even more beautiful. So the moon is hiding. So the Lord, you know, He has a really good time with His parents, you know, making their life always interesting. One time, she grew a little older, then he was becoming naughty and he wanted something from his mother. And mother said she wouldn't give it. He got very angry. And he, with his little hand, you know, a little baby, about maybe a year and a half, 2 years, I don't know, just a little, 2 years or something like that, just a little baby, he hit his mother. The mother said she fell on the ground and acted like she was unconscious. And all the other ladies said, "What you have done? You hit your mother. You have done a great offense. And now look at you, harmed her. She's unconscious. Oh, nobody, please forgive me." And then he's crying. And the only way you can bring your mother back is you have to offer her a coconut. So immediately went running out the door, and I all thought, you know, where's the little kid going to get a coconut? The mother said she's looking around, what's happening? But then, you know, Lord Chaitanya runs out. Within a few minutes, she runs back with a coconut. So I'm wondering, where did he get a coconut? So fast, you know. And the top of trees, it's pretty hard to get coconuts. So he came back and put the coconut by Mother Sachi and said, "Please, I'm never hitting you again." So Mother Sachi came back to consciousness. So there will always be these little things happening. Then as the children grow old and they start playing with their friends, so little Nimai we're running around the house. And he was decorated with nice golden earrings, bracelets, necklace, gold anklets, whatever anyone calls ankle bracelets. So a couple of thieves, they spotted him and they said, "Here's our chance. Look at all that gold on his kid. We get this gold, we'll be, you know, rich." So they came over to a little Nimai and said, "Hey, baby, dear nephew, we're your uncles. We want to feed you sweetmeats, sandesh, rasagulas. Come with us." Said, "Oh, uncle, take me, they need sweetmeats." So then they took Nimai on their shoulders and they went off to the town. I mean, Navadvip was a very busy town, maybe a million people or so, hundreds of thousands, don't know exactly the population. It was really busy, very lots and lots of people, biggest city in eastern India. Metropolis. So out from this little neighborhood into the big streets, they're taking Nimai on their shoulder, he's getting a ride. So they're going around, heading towards their hideout outside of the town. Nimai said, "Where's my sweets?" He said he's going to give me sweets, and then they were buying a sweet shop. They went by a sweet shop, and there was piles of sandesh, bowls of rasagula, so they gave him some sandesh, rasagula, and the Lord took. He likes the sweetmeats, sweets. Then they continued on. Then, of course, the Lord, he put some yoga, some mahamaya over them, I guess, so they thought they were going back to their house. But actually, they're going in a big circle, and they came back to the house of Jagannath Mishra. But in their minds, they're seeing their own house, they're inside their own courtyard. They're going to put the baby down, and then they're going to take away all his ornaments. As soon as they put Mimai down, they were actually just meters in front of Jagannath Mishra and Satchimata. Frantic, looking everywhere, where did our child go? And some strangers walked up with your child, you can imagine what they were feeling, you know. And they are looking, and the whole neighborhood was running around looking, and then here these two men come up, right in front of Jagannath Mishra and put down the baby. As soon as they put down Mimai, he goes running to his parents' arms. And they're real happy, and they're Jagannath Mishra is so happy. He wants to thank these kind gentlemen for bringing back my son. You know, they brought him back, he was lost, he's so kind. And all of a sudden they look, and they see they're not in there. Thieves' lair. They're right where they started at the front of Jagannath Mishra's house, and there's all these people looking at them, and because they're guilty, because their hearts are not clean, they were thieves, they immediately were like petrified, we're going to get caught. And they ran as fast as they could. But Jagannath Mishra wants to go, thank you, Jitta, and they're running and falling down, looking back to see if anybody's chasing them, and taking off, and what's wrong with these people, you know? Why are they running and falling down? When finally when they get out of sight, they look, and nobody is following them. We tried to fool that boy. Who got fooled? What did he do to us? Then they're praising Chandi. Goddess, today you saved us from getting caught. Thieves worship Chandi, one form of Durga. So, she's the patron devi for thieves, I guess. So like this Lord Nimai, he was having good fun with so many people. Playing like a baby while he was actually in control of the whole scene, making various dramatic situations. As he was growing, then Jagannath Mishra became more concerned how to ensure his son grew up properly. So he would be always concerned with guiding his little boy. The one day there was a visit in the house of Jagannath Mishra by one mendicant Brahmana who came was worshipping a deity of Gopal. She came and he was talking with Jagannath Mishra about Krishna consciousness. And Jagannath Mishra, householders love to have guests. Vaishnavas come and take prasadam at their house. So here was a Vaishnava devotee traveling with his deity, visiting. So they requested, you please take prasadam. He said, I don't offer to my deity. So until I offer to my deity, I can't take. So you don't have to bother. Just give me some fruits and roots, and I can offer to my Gopal deity. But they said, well, you're always eating fruits and roots and things in the jungle. Let us one time offer you some nice meal. How you're the guest in our house, how can we just let you have some fruits? Let us offer you a nice prasadam, a nice meal. We'll cook it and you offer to, we're brahmanas, brahmani, so we'll cook and you offer to your deity. So he agreed. And then Mother Sachi and all the ladies, they already happily got together and cut up vegetables and everything and arranged a very nice feast to be cooked for Gopal. This famous story. Wasn't this the place they gave me a chicken and rye once, first volume? So, the brahmana put everything, put the plate in front of the deity. Then there's a system that you do, you meditate and invite the Lord to come and take the prasad. It's called avan. To invite the Lord. So he went in meditation and he was inviting the Lord, Gopal, come here and take your meal. Take this bhoga. Eat this offering. Gopal, come here and eat this offering. So while he was meditating like that, Little Nimai walks up and starts eating the offering. So when the people see that Nimai is eating the offering, they made some noise and like shock, oh no. And the Brahmin looks and sees this little boy is eating the offering. He says, oh no, the offering is spoiled. He doesn't know that Gopal actually came and personally accepted his offering. He thought the offering is spoiled by this baby. And he shouted out, the mother, the Jagannath Mishra comes and sees, oh my goodness, becomes so angry, this boy has ruined the offering. He starts chasing Nimai. Nimai is running here and there in the house. Jagannath Mishra picks up a little stick, you know, you naughty boy, how are you doing this, ruining the Brahmin's offering? And the Brahmin gets frightened. He says, how is this? Went and jumped and like practically tackled Jagannath Mishra at him. Grabbed him and said, "How? Please, don't hit the boy. He's innocent. He doesn't know. He's a little child, just a little toddler. What does he know? It's all right. It's not in my stars to eat today. Just give me some fruits." And then they're all pleading, no, but my dear sir, we're a tenth householder. So how we can survive if our guests can't eat? And we're very unhappy. You must let us cook one more time. We'll cook another offering. You can offer again. So they're pleading and requesting. So finally, he agreed again. This time, they put. Nimai out of sight. Again, all the ladies are happy once he agreed, and they were cooking again very enthusiastically for this brahmana to make the offering to Gopal. This time, by the time it was ready, it was probably about 6 in the night. So then, again, the Brahman goes in meditation and he's calling, Gopal, come take this offering. Eat this offering, Gopal. Again, out of nowhere, little Nimai shows up and he starts eating the offering. This time, Jagannath Mishra, the Brahman freaks out again. Jagannath Mishra really gets angry, chasing him like anything. This time you had it, Nimai. How can you ruin this Brahman's offering? So Nimai is running and tries escaping from his father. Again, the Brahmana stops the Jagannath Mishra and says, "Don't, please, don't be angry. It's all ordained by the Lord. It doesn't matter. I'm not meant to eat today." Then around this time, Mr. Roop came back from the Bhagavatam class of Dvaita Gosai. By this time, Mr. Roop is maybe 9, 10 years old. Now when the Brahmana sees Vishwarupa, he's amazed. Because he's a devotee, and Vishwarupa is actually Sankarsana, is Vishnu himself. When he sees Vishwarupa, he's so attracted. He said, "Who is this boy?" His heart was immediately drawn to Vishwarupa, and then he said, "Who are the fortunate parents of this boy?" He was just amazed. And then Vishwarupa sees his mother crying and the father is crying. Everybody's like upset. He said, "What's happened? What's wrong?" Then he finds out like how this Brahmana, they're all upset because they can't get the offering. The Brahmana is their guest and they're having an atithi, a guest, and they can't serve him properly. They can't give him this principle of atithi Narayana, serving your guest as if Narayana came to your house. It's a very strong principle in Vedic families and Brahminical families. So they really wanted to serve this guest that they had. They were so much into it that the fact that they couldn't was totally everybody was really upset. We can't imagine how much the desire they had to serve this Vaishnava. But this Vaishnava was determined that I'm just going to eat fruits, it's alright, forget it. But then little young Vishwarupa, he was spoke in such a charming way. "See, my dear Brahmana, you are very detached. You are all the time living in the forest. For you, some days you eat, some days you don't eat. For you, you're always fasting, always austere. For you, going without food is not a big problem. You see, for us, we are all living in the house and our dharma is to serve our guests. So my parents are very upset that they can't serve you. So you please liberate my parents from their suffering. Let them offer you one more time an offering you can offer to your deity. You can offer in the middle of the night, everyone will be asleep, nobody around. So because he was so charming and his way he spoke was so beautiful and it was so philosophically correct and everything, then the mendicant became won over. He couldn't say no. He said, okay, do whatever you want. So then again, Mother Satchita came back to life, and now for the third day, they also haven't eaten the whole day. You know, they're like, because if the guest hasn't eaten, how they can eat? So then they're cooking again. But that's not why they're upset. They're upset that they couldn't feed their guest. Probably this degree of hospitality is probably not seen very much nowadays. Today I was like a surprise guest somewhere and I got a very nice prasad, very nice hospitality here in New Govardhan. So the principles, they're always... So, this time again, they prepared everything, gave their brahmana, they looked around, Yamaya was sleeping, everybody went to sleep, you just take your meal, you offer, take your meal, we'll just all leave you alone. So again, the brahmana goes in meditation, this time he's calling, Gopal, Gopal, come and take. So then again, Yamaya comes out, and he's trying to take. So the brahmana couldn't believe him. Where does this boy keep coming? But now there was nobody else around. So then Lord Chaitanya changes his form to Gopal. So you keep calling me, I'm coming and taking. Why are you getting upset? And then the brahmana mendicant sees that his own Lord is coming, taking, personally taking them. You know, I mean, we offer to the deity, but if Lord Prasthi comes and takes it, naturally it would be something very inspirational. So he was overwhelmed to see Krishna face to face and paid his obeisances. And then Nimai explained how now I've come here in this house, but I'm hiding myself. So you kept calling me, I came. Why are you blaming? If you want. So then like this he blessed his devotee. Then he went back to his room. He took back his Lord Chaitanya form and back to his room. Laid down. So the brahmana, when he was, the mendicant, he was so ecstatic when he's remembering that and he sees that here's the pile of rice and everything and here's where Gopal had taken. He just took from there and he started rubbing it on his body like how the Lord personally came and took my offering. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol! He's rubbing it, the dal and the rice on his body and his head. And while he's shouting, then all the, you know, Jagannath Mishra must say, I'll come running out. What happened? And then they see him, you know, rubbing the rice on his body and on his... And they look, what happened? You know, he can't say anything, as the Lord told him, don't tell anybody. And he's looking, feeling really stupid, you know, with all the rice. And what do I say? No. So then what you do, you start eating, you know. So maybe he's just happy he's finally getting some rice, you know. They don't know what happened. So like this, Nimai is having so much fun with his different devotees and parents. So Jagannath Mishra wants to discipline Nimai sometime for being so naughty. And he has a dream where a Brahman appears in Jagannath Mishra's dream and says, how you can discipline your son? He's Krishna himself. He's God himself, he's Narayan. How can you discipline him? And then he's thinking, how do you mean? My son is my son. I'm his father. It's my duty to see that he grows up properly. I have to train him, discipline him. But your son is God, your son is Iswara, he's Param Iswara, Krishna, what you can teach your Iswara? Look at a father is a father, a son, doesn't matter who he is, it's my duty. And Jaya Mr. keeps it, it's really fixed in his Vatsalya Rasa. Finally the Brahmana really punches it home, look it, can't you understand your son is God? Then for a minute, Jaya Mr. like it flashes. Said, my son is really God. I can teach God. He like wakes up from his dream. And he wakes up and says, wow, what a nightmare. Nimai is my son. What's all this? Back in the Vatsalya Bhav. So it's like how Yoga Maya covers the devotee So they just see the Lord in the terms of their relationship. When we're in the material world, we get ecstasy and happiness by serving Krishna. Maybe cleaning the temple, or doing book distribution, or deity worship, or taking care of the cows, or the garden, or whatever service we do for Krishna, training the children. Our devotional service is what gives us happiness. And when we're liberated and we are in Krishna's pastimes, then we're fixed in some relationship with the Lord, either as a parent, or a friend, or a servant, or a lover, wife, something. So then that relationship is what becomes predominant. By yoga maya. That's what, how we get our happiness, by acting in that particular relationship. It doesn't matter whether Jagannath Mishra chants a japa or not. It's not a sadhaka. He may do his Vishnu puja and everything, but he's totally absorbed in his relationship with the mind. And that's his service. He's directly serving Krishna. So, that's the difference. Now, we can't imitate these Nitya Siddha devotees. We need to chant our rounds and we need to practice our devotional service. And by being absorbed in devotional service, we can also get a taste. We can get some drops of nectar, what it is to serve Krishna. And then eventually we get purified by Krishna's mercy. We can also be absorbed into the pastimes of the Lord, and we have some appropriate relationship just suited for us, and then we can serve the Lord in that particular relationship. So during the childhood pastimes, that's when the parents, the parental devotees get so many opportunities to do services. And then as the Lord grows in the childhood, then the friends get a lot of opportunity. And like this, different phases of the pastimes, different relationships get more scope. So Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes are so filled with nectar, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So simply by remembering at these pastimes, one can develop a devotion for Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur elaborately explained these different pastimes. These Vyasa of Chaitanya Lila. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna. Any questions? Pardon? How did he make the sound? His own potency. What form he was revealing to the devas, we don't have any the demigods. Mother Sati was just seeing the Nimai form, like her child form, but he was obviously showing some other form to the devas. Some very brilliant effulgent form decorated with ornaments and things. And they were seeing that. And therefore those ankle bells, Lord Chaitanya let his mother hear. But she couldn't see them. The demigods are coming to get blessings of Lord Chaitanya. What what the blessing he needs from them. They come in to get his blessings so they can have pure devotion. They're celebrating that. The whole universe is rejoicing as they know Vishnu has appeared again on earth, creating the auspicious environment for the whole universe. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Satish? Here for 4 days. It's like a record for me to be anywhere for 4 days. I don't know, maybe if Krishna allows me. See what happens. Just I've been cursed by Prabhupada and I had to, he handed a curse to me that can't stay any place too long. Keep traveling. Curses don't work in the holy dham. They hear because it's the holy dham. Anyway, because in between we're going to Byron Bay and back. So I'm here if it's any service. I can be out to the Vaishnavas. I'm here to serve. Dasasmi, your servant. Come and tell me. Hare Krishna.